Welcome to the Elemental Awakening.
Welcome everyone to another episode of the Elemental Awakening podcast. Today I have a special guest. Her name is Erica Flint. Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Giovanni. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. And just a bit on the background of Erica, which she's going to dive into in a second, but she is an award-winning hypnotist, three-time best-selling author, speaker on hypnosis and the self-actualized mind, and is co-host of the popular podcast series, Hypnosis, etc. She is the founder of Cascade Hypnosis Center for training and service in Bellingham, Washington. And before becoming a hypnotist, Erica designed software for the high-tech industry. She worked in that field for over a decade when she realized how interested she was in the most powerful computing device available, the human mind. So thank you. That's a little bit of the backstory. But you know what I love to ask the guests on the show is to give me a bit more of an in-depth story of what led you to what you're doing today. And I'm sure, you, as you just mentioned, there's some interesting twists and turns to your story. So I'd love to hear all about
that. Right. So I was in corporate America in Silicon Valley for almost 14 years, and I loved the job. I was a software engineer programming, doing cool things, but ultimately I was really unfulfilled. I felt like I had done all the things that I thought I needed to do in life that I think a lot of other people feel the same way about, the job, the career, the family, the house, all of those things dialed in, and we expect the happiness to be there because that's the story that we've been told. And that didn't happen for me. And I went through a really low point in my life, ended up in the emergency room, basically having to decide if I wanted to live or not. And that was a really hard time for me in my life, of course. As a matter of fact, I remember it really well. I was just, sitting there on the gurney, with my legs swinging off the gurney. And it was really embarrassing because my parents were there and I'm like 36 years old and not feeling well. I'd been struggling with alcohol was the primary issue that had brought me there, but just really not happy with life. And I really had to decide, it's like, am I gonna live? And if I'm going to live, I have to have a new way to be, or I'm going to kill myself with alcohol. So I hopped off the gurney. I decided to live. And in that moment, when I decided, I felt like the full force of the universe behind me, helping me now, because from that point, then I started seeking. And once I found hypnosis, it clicked. And when I realized that hypnosis gives us access to our inner operating system, the deepest parts of who we are, so that we can make changes that come out in our behavior and the way that we think and the way that we operate. I mean, it was like a light bulb moment. It clicked for me and I've been a hypnotist. I healed myself and I've been doing that with people ever since. It's been fantastic.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I hear a lot about hypnosis, and some people in my circle are talking about it, have tried it, or wanting to get into it more. Can you give me a bit more on exactly what hypnosis is? Because a lot of people hear hypnosis, they think of like a magician or someone with a clock and, look into my eyes, you're getting sleepy and all these things. Or on stage at, some sort of event where people are doing funny things and jumping all over the place. So maybe if you can just reframe hypnosis as a tool for maybe personal growth and spiritual development, or maybe start with your journey of how it sort of came into your life and what that was like.
So I mean, hypnosis is a normal and natural state of mind. That's what I do. One of the primary things I want everybody to understand, we go into states of hypnosis all of the time. So we can be in a state of trance where we're really focused on something. So there's a lot of different definitions of hypnosis, but I think the simplest definition is that you're highly focused on one thing. Now, you could call that being in the present moment, but we have very specific techniques to help you focus on this one thing that we're helping you focus on. When that happens, you get to relax your mind, your body. And in that state, all of the limiting beliefs and the barriers come down. And that's where we get to access the subconscious mind, the unconscious mind, and superconscious if you have those beliefs. So, we have a lot of parts of our mind, a layered mind, I suppose, if you want to call it that, where our conscious mind is protecting us, our subconscious mind is protecting us, and we put those limiting beliefs and, there's all sorts of terms for these things in place to help protect us at one point in our life, which normally they do serve us, and then we need to remove those barriers in the future because they become, a barrier to our success and our happiness.
Okay, and so do some people naturally just fall into that hypnosis state without needing to read any books, or have a coach or do these practices, or do you think it's something that needs a little more focus and sort of direction to be able to access these states? And I guess the second question is, okay, so why would someone access it, and what can they do once they access it?
Mm-hmm. So we can all do this, and I think we all do it naturally. I think we do it naturally under certain circumstances that most people are aware of. Going into a good hypnotic state, running, let's say a runner's high. Now, there could be endorphins there too, but really getting focused. There are other states, watching a really good movie, for example. As you're watching a really good movie, you might go into state with the characters or with the storyline that the director has for you, wanting you to feel a certain thing. So as you go into that storyline and you feel sad or you feel happy, that would be a state of hypnosis. So yes, everybody can do this. And just like anything else in life, there are some people who are more talented than others. And so for professional hypnotists, what we do is we do it on purpose. So, you know, there's a lot of things we all do naturally. We can all naturally sing and dance and do all sorts of things naturally. But if you want the type of results, if you're struggling with something, if there's something that you haven't been able to resolve on your own, hypnosis is such a fantastic tool. And when you do it with a professional hypnotist, we get to bring you into that hypnotic state consistently, repeatedly, every single time. And while there, then we use really good hypnotic techniques to help get you the, you know, getting you into a hypnotic state is just step one.
Okay.
And then we use a whole bunch of hypnotic techniques to help you with whatever it is that you came in to change that day.
Okay. And so then I guess the theory would be to reprogram the subconscious mind to remove a limiting belief through some of these strategies.
Right.
So are there many different schools of thought on the strategies with hypnosis? Because I think it's an age old sort of term, hypnosis. And is there a specific school of thought that you follow? Is it something you've created yourself? Like, how does that work as far as like,
yeah,
once you get into the state, mm-hmm. or even, I guess, getting into the state also, are the different techniques
right.
that are used? So yeah.
The different techniques, we call that a hypnotic induction. And that okay. is what's taking a person from what we would call normal consciousness. And the word normal is, you know, we could talk about what that word really means, but we're just talking about maybe the state of consciousness you and I are in right now, mm-hmm. Where we're having a conversation and we're kind of focused on the world around us, right? So that would be the normal state of consciousness, taking someone from that state of consciousness into a hypnotic into hypnosis. And in that state of hypnosis, to be a little more detailed about what happens, we depotentiate the left hemisphere. And the reason I love this term so much is our left hemisphere, if you think about it as the analytical, procedural, the part of your mind that is kind of wanting certainty, wanting things to be in a particular order, has checklists, all of the anxiety-driven stuff, right? That part of the mind, we depotentiate that part of the mind and allow the creative side of our mind, the right hemisphere, where we're moving now into alpha, theta, and maybe even delta brainwave states as the primary brainwave states, we're operating from a different part of our mind. And so now we're using, most of us are primary operating from our left hemisphere. So when we're now operating from our right hemisphere, we're basically using a bigger computer and we're using more processing power. So we can look at something that we'd been struggling with before that was mostly only with our left brain. And now we get to use the whole of us. Mm-hmm. And at that state, you can tap into superconscious and your higher states if you believe in those things too. So then you have access. So
tell me right? a bit about what that means into your higher states and superconscious. Like, how would you define that? And what can we access through hypnosis? Or what potentially?
Yeah. Well, I think we can access our higher self and God and blissful states. I think that we can access knowing that is out there. I think that we can access basically anything that we want from that state of hypnosis. And really what's happening when you get your mind, so the first step is you're going to use your conscious mind with the hypnotic induction. The mm-hmm. hypnotic induction, the first step in the hypnotic induction is to calm your body. When your body is calm, now you're going to calm your mind. So your body, you use your mind to calm your body. Mm-hmm. Once your body is calm, it's a model to relax your mind. Okay, so now your body is calm and your mind is calm. The next step, you're going to drop into your heart. And then you're going to start doing some heart breathing. So everything, you're going to imagine that everything that you do, you are drawing energy in from source through your heart. Okay. This is a very heart-centered approach, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
I love it.
Okay. Okay. So now you're breathing in with your heart. Okay. Now the work that I'm doing now, I'm gonna have my clients open their eyes back up. Okay. Because I'm teaching moving hypnosis. It's an evolutionary style of hypnosis, because why just sit in the chair when you can use your entire body, which is your unconscious mind. So, you know, your unconscious mind is mapped to your body's consciousness. When you listen to what your body is telling you, we can get accelerated results like 100 times faster than just sitting in a chair alone. So I'm super excited about the new stuff that's coming out.
So the body would start telling you stuff by the way it's reacting, by the way you're holding yourself. Give me some examples. That's quite interesting.
Yeah.
And the process that you just talked about, it's interesting because I never thought of my breath work sort of facilitation as hypnosis, but I follow a very similar practice where, you know, we breathe, do some intense breathing, which brings stuff up mentally, but then releases it and goes into a very relaxed state. And then I bring it through a heart meditation and then some heart breathing and guided meditation. And these crazy things start to happen. So I guess I'm, you know, stumbled upon some form of hypnosis through that practice. But anyways, just sidetracking here, the body. So what's the body telling us? Well, cause I've seen also in breath work, you know, I get everyone to wear a blindfold. And when I tell them just to let go and shake, you can tell different bodies, different people who are willing to let go, people who are afraid, people who are holding on. Mm-hmm. Tell me what your take on how the body speaks to you, I guess, as a facilitator, and what we can sort of extract from that.
Well, this is part of my personal experience that I think, because, you know, doing hypnosis now for 7 years professionally is, you know, I'm really paying attention to my internal state, and I'm, you know, I call myself like a consciousness explorer, right? Like I am super interested in what's going on inside my head and how I'm perceiving it and what my thoughts are. And I'm like, why would you think that? And, you know, kind of just like watching the operational kind of component of it. So really paying attention to the way the mind works. And in the last 6 months, ever since COVID and everything changing, I was really forced to make some changes in my life. And what I discovered was I was getting such more rapid results. Rather than just doing my own self-hypnosis, I would do self-hypnosis with movement and dance. And I was getting results like in seconds rather than 2 or 3 hours when I would journal later. Mm-hmm. And what I think is happening is, because I think we're blocking the process of growth because we don't let ourselves cry. Now, some people do, but not everybody does. And in our society, we're often taught not to cry because it makes other people feel uncomfortable. Okay. So we have to, if you're going to cry, just cry, because that keeps the circulation going in the body. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that helps with the release. We need to sweat. We need to cry. That whole elemental water element needs to be moving really, really strong in our bodies if we want to do good change work. Okay. And then the music, we can get into a rhythm. And when we get into a rhythm, our body naturally senses where we're out of rhythm. And where we're out of rhythm, if we can figure that, so it's a really good listening while you're moving your body. If you can feel where you're out of rhythm and move yourself back into rhythm, something shifts in your body and you'll feel it. And from that place, that's where then I'm seeing clients get insight and they're getting ideas. It's almost like, and we don't have proof of this yet, but with the experience that I have with neurofeedback and the brainwave states and all of these things, what I would expect is happening is there are gamma brainwaves being released and there are aha moments happening as clients are continuing to facilitate the process by continuing to move and allowing themselves to cry and sweat when they need to. So they're not stopping.
Interesting.
Anything.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. I'm very interested. Yeah. And I think I want to talk more about breath work after this. Have you tried hypnosis with any sort of deep breathing, like holotropic breath work? Are you familiar with any of these practices?
All of them. Yeah. Okay. If there's any new ones, please let me know. I will definitely try it out. I love holotropic breath work. Now I can say a lot of the spiritual stuff that I'm doing right now is my, you know, it's my personal work and it's the direction that I'm taking the business in the future. But I still love really helping clients. So the most of the work that I'm doing with my clients really is, let's stop drinking too much. Let's stop let's lose weight. Let's stop smoking. Some of those kind of practical things. Now, after I work with my client on those issues, then they tend to want to stay working with me. And we work on a couple of things ongoing, but one is spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm working with clients on an ongoing way on their own spiritual growth, then yeah, we will incorporate some breath work into the practice. But as far as kind of the standard protocol, client comes in to stop smoking, lose weight, stop drinking. It's standard teaching self-hypnosis. And we don't go as far as like a holotropic breathwork thing.
Interesting. Okay, good. It's interesting. Before you mentioned something about, we got to sort of move past the left brain and then we can sort of access the rest of all these amazing infinite sort of sources of information and energy. And so I guess for me, the left brain maybe represents more of a firewall or a conscious sort of storage mm-hmm. of information. That's sort of all these things have happened to us. We analyze it and we sort of place it there as a protection mechanism. And right. Some of the guests I was speaking to just yesterday is the spiritual journey is all this stuff happens to us. We hold on to this junk and the process is to sort of get rid of it. It's important. Yeah. It comes on and we sort of need to sort of clear ourselves of that. And it sounds like hypnosis can be a very powerful tool. What was your first experience with hypnosis? How did you know it was for you? Was it you looked up someone to help you with drinking? Was that how your process started in hypnosis?
I was just trying everything. So I took a class on energy, energy breath work. I took a class on Reiki. I took a class on all sorts of things at the community college, this is in 2012, right? Okay. So we didn't have Udemy and all of the online stuff then. Right.
Yeah.
Not like it is now at least, but, so it was sitting in class when I first really understood what hypnosis was, that it gave us access to reprogram how we were thinking, because I had the experience, I actually could watch my thoughts and feel a feeling and recognize what that feeling was telling me. And when I recognized what the feeling was telling me, I was able to take action. So I got the entire process sitting in class. And when I realized, oh my gosh, this is like a program. Mm-hmm. That's when it really hit me, because I just came out of
coming from your Silicon Valley experience.
Right. Okay. Right.
And now, was anyone, I guess this was before you were into hypnosis, but I know a lot of in Silicon Valley, there's a nice different sort of assembly of personality types. You have the hardcore engineers who are very mm-hmm. Task focused, and you have the visionaries who are into the psychedelics and upping their game and right. microdosing and macrodosing. And I'm sure hypnosis falls in somewhere there, but I guess from your experience, what types of things were you seeing in Silicon Valley that now you sort of, I guess, have more awareness towards?
It's funny, because I wasn't in Silicon Valley at the time. I had moved to Portland and then up here to Bellingham and had been working remotely.
Okay.
So I wasn't physically located there. And when I started practicing hypnosis, I still kept my day job and just practiced hypnosis at night. But mm-hmm. since it wasn't there in Silicon Valley, my clients were in Bellingham. So I don't really have, I bet if I went back now, I do a lot of that work with entrepreneurs.
Well, that was my next question. Yeah. Like the mm-hmm. application, because I think in your bio, it mentioned how you specifically use hypnosis as a tool to enhance your business, to yep. give you that competitive advantage. And, yep. That's where I was going with this. So how can that be used as a tool to improve, your finances or your business or mm-hmm. things like that? So I'd love to hear a bit of your perspective and what you've seen work in the field with people you've been working with.
Yeah. So one of the things clearly that I see with a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs come to me for hypnosis for a variety of reasons, but one of them really is managing anxiety. And as entrepreneurs, I think most entrepreneurs realize it's probably the best self-development tool out there. We're all pushed to the edge to do things. And so clarity, the ability to make really good business decisions. We are all business owners. We do not get all the information before we have to make a decision. And so many business owners get stuck in indecision, which is one of the worst things. We all know that taking action is the best process. You're going to learn something from it. So the ability to make decisions is a real big one. But a lot with that comes clarity. So a lot of entrepreneurs have so many ideas and they're such great ideas, but they have to land, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, how do they get clarity on that? So clarity, really good decision-making, money blocks. So money blocks are huge. You know, am I going to make enough money? Am I worthy? Am I charging enough? You know, that type of a thing. And then just your standard self-esteem and behavioral issues.
Mm-hmm. Really. Yeah, because for me in my own businesses, I noticed some major shifts when I sort of changed my mindset around like how I was going to show up. So like, you know, from an energetic perspective, like a lot changed, but in a physical perspective, I didn't change my strategy in the business. I didn't change who was coming in. You know, I didn't change my marketing or anything like that. But when I made a clear decision, I was like, okay, now I'm going to show up in a different way. And I'm going to really sort of double down on how I serve. The whole business transformed. And, you know, I could see that as a powerful tool, even for manifesting, you know, like the beliefs that you have about the potential outcomes. Yep. And so I can see how hypnosis may be a very powerful tool in that regard, you know, like to really sort of change like people's deep, because I think it's subconsciously there's a lot of blocks, right? And people don't know where they are. So yeah, you want to speak a little bit to that and like how you would sort of access that in someone?
Right. So they, the way that we know that they're there is someone is unsuccessful. Basically, they think they should be able to do something and they're unable to do it. Right. So we know there must be something there blocking them, even if we can't know what it is. And the cool thing about hypnosis is hypnosis reveals the issue. And so, you know, I tell my clients, I don't need to know a single thing about you, because when we get you into that hypnotic state where the walls come down, now I'm able to, you're able to, not me, you're able to access that information with guidance from me, basically. So one of the tools that I think I want to mention for entrepreneurs that is, I think, one of the most important and powerful tools with visioning is creating the vibration of the next version of yourself. And that's really, really important for entrepreneurs, because there's so many things that we're trying to juggle. And it's really hard to get that clarity on where do you want to be. And so it's hard for a lot of, especially heart-centered entrepreneurs, or I call soulpreneurs, S-O-U-L, soulpreneurs. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many things they're trying to do, and it's hard for them to really get locked in on that one thing. And so one of the things that we do is help them create the vibration of that version of themselves that they want. And now they get to step into it. They get to experience it. And when it's felt in the body, now the body basically records it and they can live from that state, and it will basically draw that version of themselves to them.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. I love that. That makes total sense. And so do you have any like case studies of examples of clients that you've seen like massive shifts? You don't have to say their specific name or business, but if there's any, do you have any examples that come to mind as someone that's like.
Somebody who always wanted to write a book, came to me for, I think it was stress or sleep issues, right? Now she's authored 2 books and has an amazing practice. And just, you know, a lot of us, I think, have these ideas about our life or dreams or things that we think that we want to do. But we get in a place of complacency, or we get in a place of just kind of living our life and we don't follow through on those things. But it doesn't have to take that long. And so with her, it was probably 5 or 6 sessions that she realized she wanted to start writing her book again. And then she did it. Now, she did everything necessary that it took to complete that, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like she had a bolt of lightning overnight and the book was like given to her, but she took all the action that she was unable to take before to complete it. She got it done. It's published. It's out there. I have a copy of it.
Wow. Right? Nice. Amazing. Yeah. So I got a question for you. Does hypnosis work for everyone, or certain people, can they block sort of the ability to sort of become hypnotized? You know, I see like also with some of these stage hypnotists, like not everyone always gets hypnotized, or, you know, I've done it in the past where I was like, okay, I don't know, is anything even happening right now? I'm not noticing any difference. Then my skeptical mind is immediately blocking it. It's like, well, it's not working, you know? So yeah, you want to touch on that a bit. And if certain people can't get hypnotized, or if they are intentionally or subconsciously blocking the ability to be hypnotized as a maybe defense mechanism or something like that.
Yeah. So that people have fear that the hypnotist is control them. They have fear they won't do it right. They have fear that they're going to give away their secrets, right? So, I mean, hypnosis is not mind control at all. And people lie in hypnosis all the time. So the thing that that I look for when I'm talking to my clients. I want to make sure they want to be there. That's the number one thing I look for. Do you really want to be here? Like, do you want this change? They're not doing it because their husband, their mom, their colleague, their boy, you know, they really want this change. Then yes, they can be hypnotized because anybody can do it. Absolutely block it. You could totally block it.
Which I think is true for any sort of development or personal development or growth or healing. You know, we can try to sort of force or push or motivate someone as much as we want, but until they make that decision that like, hey, like I want this, it's very difficult from an outside force to make that happen. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So that makes a lot of sense. So, I guess just to wrap up the business conversation. So someone who would be interested in using hypnosis as a business tool, like what would you recommend to them? Is it like they have to call you and get on the phone with you? Is there like self-hypnosis tools for entrepreneurs that are effective? Like what would you say?
Yeah. So I do have a hypnosis relaxation recording that is good for everybody. And the reason that it's good is most of us are out there and we've been practicing anxiety for the last 30, 40 years of our life. So our brain is wired for anxiety. And if for 17 minutes a day, you could go to cascadehypnosiscenter.com/breathe and get this relaxation recording. My clients absolutely love it. It's 17 minutes, but here's what it does. It's going to give you a reset. And your mind, your heart, your body need a reset. And it's amazing how resilient the human body truly is. It really does not take that long. But here's the trick. You have to do it consistently because the anticipation and expectation that comes with consistent use like doubles, triples, quadruples the effect. And then it becomes a massive asset to you. So I would go listen to that for 17 minutes a day. What you'll find is you'll sleep better. You'll have more energy. You'll have more clarity of thought. And then beyond that, consider what hypnosis could help you for your business. If you're struggling with anything at all, anything that you think you should be able to do, but you're not able to, then yes, you can schedule a consult with me at cascadehypnosiscenter.com.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And tell me a bit about you. So you're an author as well. So you wrote three-time bestselling author. These were all like hypnosis books. I know you talked about self-actualized mind. Tell me a bit about that process for you. And did you use hypnosis as a tool when writing books? Or did you allow it to flow from your subconscious and be creative? Tell me a bit about that process. I'm curious.
Yeah, so I have three books. My first two books, Reprogram Your Weight and Lighter, are about how to lose weight with hypnosis. And I do write all of my books hypnotically. And so what I do is I get into a hypnotic state using what's called the alpha sequence. And from that state, I'm then able to open my eyes. And from there, I do just what I said before, drop into my heart. And then I operate from that place so that everything that I do in my mind is coming through my heart, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I write. One of my tricks for writer's block, the thing that works best for me, which I just find fascinating, it's called floating attention.
Okay.
So if you ever get stuck and you're just like, you're just not kind of sure what to do. So this is my actual writing process. I find a podcast. It doesn't really matter what it is. It just has to be in my field, somewhat interesting, neuroscience, hypnosis-y, something like that, right? I put it on while I'm walking. So I'm listening to this thing while I'm walking, again, getting the full body into it, circulation, movement, all of that stuff. Now, while I'm listening to this podcast with floating attention, meaning I'm listening to it, but I'm not trying to really pay attention to it, that's when I get a million ideas. And floating attention works because my conscious mind is kind of theoretically paying attention to the track, right? And as that part of my mind is paying attention to the track, now my subconscious mind comes out with a billion ideas. Mm-hmm. And I end up not listening to the podcast at all, pulling over with my iPad or my phone and just voice recording everything. And that's a super effective process for me.
Wow. Yeah, I love it. Sounds great. Mm-hmm.
Now, my third book is called Can You Be a Hypnotist? So for any of your listeners who would like to become a hypnotist, I decided to start teaching hypnotists almost like the first year after I became a hypnotist because it's so effective and I can only help one person at a time. We've trained over 200 people. So now in any one day, we're helping, you know, hundreds.
Hundreds. Yeah.
Hundreds of people. Yeah, it's really rewarding to help people with hard things, right? These are the hard things.
Yeah, is there a certification program for like hypnotists or a body? Is it your own certification that you offer? Like how does that work?
My training course is called a five-path training course, five-phase advanced transformational hypnosis. It was developed by one of the best hypnotists, Cal Banyan. And so it is a certification course, and it is recognized by the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. And so that's who the certification goes through.
And that's like, what's the process to become a hypnotist? Like, how long would it take if someone wanted to like start today and fast track it? Is it like...
Our process, well, it's about a 2-week process. And the reason that we can do it so quickly, first of all, we give our students some material to study ahead of time and to get started. So before class starts, all of our students are raring to go and have already learned and already have a lot of skill in their hypnotic inductions and other things. And then it's a 10-day class.
Cool. I love that. Mm-hmm. So what's next for you, Erica? So you seem like you've accomplished a lot since you've become a hypnotist, but you seem also inspired to continue creating and growing. And so what excites you? What do you see on the horizon for yourself in regards to your career and hypnotism and all these kind of fun things that you're into?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I think I'm really super interested in getting a lot better at understanding what the body is doing in regards to hypnosis. So my next book is coming out in December, and it's all about evolutionary hypnosis. How do we incorporate the body into this change work and get these accelerated results? So I think, you know, our conscious mind, left brain conscious mind, that's what we're operating from. Our subconscious mind, you could consider that the heart, where we have all of our emotions. And the unconscious mind is our body. The body's consciousness, athletes, you know, a lot of people understand the body's consciousness. I want to bring it much more directly into hypnosis so that we do the change work out of the chair and get those accelerated results, especially for those entrepreneurs that are on the path to self-actualization, right? We want things fast, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Awesome. So, I was just wondering if there's any questions that I didn't ask you that you wish that I would have, something that you want to share that hasn't come up yet in our conversation.
I don't know. I suppose something I do appreciate speaking about really is just the necessity of people these days, really, who are experiencing the light. They're experiencing source. They're waking up. They might be feeling extra energy. They aren't sure what's going on. There's a lot of that happening right now. And you know, it's okay. Everything's going to be just fine. We need more people to do this work, though. We really do. So we need people. If you feel like you're being called to do more work, there's a lot of really cool things out there for you to do, because we need help, right? Mm-hmm. So you can become a hypnotist. You can, you know, there's lots of other things that you can do. But I do want people to know, if you're feeling a calling, there's a lot of people feeling that, and please answer it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing. All right. Well, where can people find you, get a hold of you, get your books? Like, how can people contact you? Do you have any social media accounts that they can follow? What's the best place to follow and get to know more about you?
Yeah, the best place is cascadehypnosistraining.com is the best place to go right now. But you can find me at Cascade Hypnosis Training or Erica Flint all over the place.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Erica, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today and all the things that you've shared with us. I'm actually curious about taking this training now after you shared it as well, to see how it can improve my life. And also want to share some stuff around breathwork and pick your brain about that, and have some, maybe even share an experience with you to see what you think. And
I love
combining or finding people who are doing similar work and seeing how we can sort of like partner up and merge, or like work together, or even just like help each other in certain sharing modalities. So definitely there'll be further conversations, 100%. Thank you everyone for tuning in today. Thanks for your time, all the likes, follow, support. Please check out Erica's work, like her, subscribe, and follow as well. Thank you so much, and we'll hope to keep in touch. Thank you.
Thanks, Giovanni.